Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Thanks so much for hanging out here with me. We go until 2 o'clock. We're going to talk with Jeff Rieger in the next segment about Jim Harbaugh. Some other things that are on my list. This happened while we were in break. Bears media, each year, the reporters that are on the beat get together, and there's an award that's given to the players that have been the most helpful to the media. And that doesn't mean they're out here leaking information. It means people showing up when they're supposed to show up, being accessible, talking, and trying to teach us the game, because that's ideally what your beat reporters are doing. They're learning the game with their coverage, and ideally sharing it with you, the reader, the viewer, the listener. And so it's called the Good Guy Award. And the reporters get together every year, and then they vote on it. This year, there were two winners. Tashawn Gibson, who's always really interesting every time I hear a soundbite from him, and fairly honest, and Robert Quinn, who's had a year where he will deserve Defensive Player of the Year votes, that he ends up getting the franchise record for sacks, and he did it in 16 games. And coming back from a season where he didn't play well, and it looked like one of the worst contracts that Ryan Pace had signed. So he used the Scarface quote, kind of, when talking about it, because he was asked, like, I think Leisure brought up that you could have given us the double middle fingers, and you didn't. And he said, a man's got two things. He's got his word and his nuts, and you don't want to lose either one of them. Yar. The other great part about this, and there have been some talk about this, is now that award is now going to be named the Jeff Dickerson Good Guy Award. And the Bears have been great about honoring JD. And I thought, and I brought it up on Monday, I thought that the fact that they decided to put Jeff with John Madden, like they didn't do two separate things. They had the moment of silence for both of them. I thought it was very poignant, and it resonated with me. And I'm glad that the award, because there is no better guy than Jeff Dickerson, the Good Guy Award, having his name on it is completely apropos. So my thanks to all of the people on the beat for thinking about that and getting the Bears on board with it. It is a worthy tribute to a really wonderful person. I want to talk real quick about DeMar DeRozan, because I feel like every day from here on out, there should be some sort of Bulls content. The issue with Bulls content now is people are mad. People are really mad that DeMar DeRozan wasn't named the Eastern Conference Player of the Month.
DeMar DeRozan, I love you.
I do too. Onions, baby onions. Herbie, can we hear Chuck go crazy on the back-to-back game winners? Because I feel like both of those illustrate the numbers that I'm going to read to you about DeMar in the month of December, where he's scoring like 29 a game, and he's averaging 4 rebounds and 6 assists. He shot 52% from the field. He shot 63% from behind the arc. The team went 8-0. And he's the first player in the history of the NBA to have back-to-back game winners on back-to-back nights.
Holiday in play, holding a looking Vooch on the ball, on a lob to the rim. No, that ball hit the glass, and diving to keep it in play, Kobe to DeMar DeRozan. 5 seconds left, 106-105 Indiana. DeMar DeRozan with 2 seconds. He's got to hustle, comes up shooting for the win. Got it! Onions, baby, onions! Ball game over! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! DeMar DeRozan has won the ball game for the Bulls! Oh my goodness! On a three-pointer! 108-106 Bulls! In play to DeRozan, spins, far quarter for the win! Got it again! DeMar DeRozan, Happy New Year! Back-to-back game winners! DeMar DeRozan from the left corner has won the ball game for the Bulls! Onions, baby onions! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! 120-119!
Chuck over there going crazy, and why not? Like, we were all going crazy while we were watching it at home. DeMar DeRozan just out here being magical. He was not the conference player of the month. I'm glad that Bulls fans have been reignited to the point where they're like, hey, our guys aren't getting the credit that they deserve. And somebody's going to pay. I don't know how they're going to pay, but they're going to pay. Joel Embiid ended up being the Eastern Conference Player of the Month. It's hard to argue with his numbers. He's 30-11 for the month. Although his team was 8-6. The Bulls were undefeated. I'm just saying. Once DeRozan came back, they didn't lose any games. But yes, I like that we are in a spicy place where Bulls fans are like, y'all better start showing our guys some more respect. We're the number one team in the Eastern Conference. Doesn't Kyrie come back tonight? On the road.
This is going to be ridiculous, man. He's going to come back and do all these road games, and then what happens in the playoffs?
These are good questions, Herbie. I imagine that the folks at the Nets think that by the time that we get into the deep playoffs, perhaps things will have changed.
Well, he's going to be not hesitant to get the vaccine or the booster?
No. I think that they think that restrictions will lessen as we get closer to the summer. It's not my belief, but that's what they got. Because now it's like, do you even want home court advantage? If you know that it's an actual disadvantage because you won't be able to put one of your better players on the floor. It's a weird gambit that's going on there. All of it is really, really strange. And while I'm in this potpourri segment before we talk with Jeff Rieger in the next segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about Rob Manfred and kind of go into some bigger picture issues here when we see that he's out here trying to get folks fired. And Ken Rosenthal leaves. I want you to try and understand my point of view without reflexively being like, well, Lawrence is just coming to the defense of a media person. Yes, I am. But the reason, well, two reasons. Ken Rosenthal is really good at what he does. And secondly, I find the use of in-house media and the continued like mission creep of the importance of in-house media, meaning a team site, a league site, league reporting on the league, like being paid by the people who you cover, as Jason Leisure likes to say.
That's really scary. And as a lot of teams end up partnering with stations, newspapers, magazines, whomever, the line's gotten really blurry. I was having a conversation about on the Sports Adjacent podcast. I'm going to be a guest on the Sports Adjacent podcast this week. About everyone over at Cubs knowing that I'm a White Sox fan and still being able to, I think, fairly successfully do the Joe Madden show and the Dave Ross show. Like, it never being an issue for them. In the relationship that we've had with the Cubs since the score has become the flagship of the Cubs, I've never felt pressured once. Like, I'm not pressured. I can say what I want to say. Now, everyone has their own style. I have a code of conduct that I subscribe to when it comes to talking about things. I try not to name call. I'm not always successful, but I try not to make things personal. That's my code. There's danger in what Rob Manfred does. Like, for those people who want to talk about cancel culture, this is it at the corporate level. And it's happened in America for a really long time, where the voices that have the most backing and the most money behind them, there's a difference between the people rising up and saying that this is unacceptable, and also the people that you say got canceled didn't really get canceled. But when there are these corporate entities that have control over media arms, there's some danger in it. Because the lines have gotten super blurry, I worry about how you're consuming the information. And I don't have any real solutions other than to tell you, it is important to diversify where you get information from. I want you to, along with fact-checking or checking us here, if you feel like our coverage is too soft on a particular subject, you should then go and try and find a really great Cubs podcast or read The Athletic and what Sahadev Sharma is writing in The Athletic and check out what Russ is writing in the Sun-Times. Like, you should draw that, but you should also understand that there's a difference between free media, not like you don't have to pay for it, but I should say independent media versus in-house media. One of my big issues with the Bears and the NFL overall, outside of obviously the human harm that COVID has done to the country and to the leagues, they love this situation. They love being able to have these press conferences on Zoom. They love being able to literally control who asks questions when, because that's what's allowed now. With the situation with Rosenthal and with, because it's really a Rob Manfred issue. It's not. There is something to the idea of the people that you cover should have access to you. I believe that. If I say something that is untowards or out of line, I am more than open to, throughout my entire career, having a dialogue with people that I cover. It happens more often than you think. I don't bring a lot of it to the air, but it happens. And I don't mind it. I don't mind being on a backfield at Camelback Ranch where me and Kenny Williams are yelling at each other. Like, for real, yelling at each other. And then being like, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Seeing each other's point of view, getting a better understanding of where the person is coming from, and being cool with it. The danger is because the way, I mean, I'm looking at my own consumption too. Like, I try to diversify. I follow a lot of different reporters or pods or whatever. But I also follow the leagues and the teams that I follow, the White Sox and the Cubs and the Bulls and the Bears on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. Because I want to see how they present something. And that's, I'm asking you to do a little bit of that too. Look at the way that things are presented by in-house media. I'm not here to tell you that independent media doesn't have its biases. It's hard to get to a place where there is no bias. What you should be looking for are people that are telling you that they have bias, but they are trying to work through it. That they are trying to give you the truth as they see it, while understanding that there might be some blind spots for them here, there, or wherever, for whatever reason. But when it comes to these team and league media entities, because they have the actual stuff, like they have the product, and in the case of the NFL, they have the rights, like the video rights, it sometimes allows them to put themselves as the authority on subject matters without having to be pressed on issues. The stuff that Ken Rosenthal said about Rob Manfred, he didn't go on some screaming, ranting tirade about Rob Manfred. He reported what other people were saying about Rob Manfred. And that was enough for Rob Manfred to say to the MLB Network, he's got to get out of here. I think MLB media, and I, for full disclosure, for a period of 3 years, I worked for an MLB advanced media entity with 120 Sports and Stadium. And I loved it. And I loved the people that I worked with there. And I would work with those people again. But overall, in this last few months, the way that they have tried to use MLB media as a sledgehammer has been completely backwards. The idea of scrubbing the players' images from the website, the way that they're handling this situation with Ken Rosenthal, who's still going to be on your World Series broadcast on Fox with your partner on Fox. I just want you to understand that there are bigger things happening here. And with Manfred in particular, it's great that we can use this now that I'm a huge fan of Dan Le Batard and now Metal Arc Media. They left ESPN. I don't know if you knew this. Dan and Stu had this very contentious interview with Rob Manfred a few years ago. Dan this morning on their show talked about how he could understand exactly what happened to Ken Rosenthal.
Now, we at ESPN, I think people know some of this, maybe not all of it. At ESPN, we conducted what can be considered the single worst interview a sports commissioner has ever given. You can say that's because we're terrible or...
No, we were fine. Well, I'm okay, sorry.
But whatever. It's just, it was a terrible interview that he did. He was defensive. And we caught him saying some things that we could prove factually through documentation were not true. And in doing that interview, what happened after that, ESPN defended us a hell of a lot better than MLB Network defended Ken Rosenthal. And MLB Network is a propaganda arm. NFL Network is a propaganda arm. There are things that will not be discussed on those propaganda arms because they are not independent entities. A commissioner, if Rob Manfred could have gotten me fired at ESPN, he would have.
And the danger is that we're living in a space where stuff like that is allowed, which is why I go back to pointing out everyone over at Addison and Clark knows I'm a White Sox fan. And they never once were like, nah, let's get a Cub fan to do the manager interviews. If they chose to do that, that's fine. I'm good with it. But I feel like we built something with Joe, and we're building something with Rossi, and it doesn't matter that I'm not a Cubs fan. I love baseball, and I watch their games, so it makes me qualified to do it. All I'm saying is that when it comes to entities and broadcast partners of entities, pay close attention to the people that you really like. The best ones are the ones that are allowed to be free. But even with that, and even with me, make sure you diversify where you're getting your messaging from. It's a good check and balance that the consumer always has the right to. Don't give that up easily. Don't just allow them to take their own in-house stuff or their media partners and use that as gospel. Fact-checking isn't just for us. It's for you, too. Back after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Proud of them, the way they kept fighting. I mean, I could see they were, there's never any quitting. These guys, it's a very, very resilient, ton of resolve with this football team. And we'll, as I said, to me, it feels like a start. Feels like a beginning.
But a beginning for whom? That was Jim Harbaugh after the CFP semifinal loss to Georgia. And now there are reports that he could be swayed to come back to the NFL if the right opportunity opened up, and maybe that right opportunity is here. I want to get a little bit more background, so I reached out to my man, Jeff Rieger, who works at our sister station up in Detroit. He joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Rieger, what's happening, man?
Lawrence, Happy New Year. How you been?
I've been really good. I appreciate you picking up the phone on short notice. First things first, explain to me how things got bad for Harbaugh at Michigan and why they turned around.
Well, I think they got bad because it was his own doing. I mean, let's be honest. Jim Harbaugh could not win a big game up until this season. He couldn't win on the road against the ranked team. He couldn't win a game that mattered. He struggled to beat Michigan State. He could never beat Ohio State. And Ward Manuel, the AD, said, all right, listen, Jim, we love you, baby, but we're cutting your contract. They cut his pay in half, and they gave him a couple years extra, but they also took away his buyout, meaning they could whack him anytime they saw fit. And then the unthinkable happened. He came in as an unranked team, and they not only beat Ohio State, but they win the Big Ten. They go to the CFP, and now you're looking at a guy like Harbaugh that was probably felt like he was done wrong. I mean, let's be honest, we're all human. You take a pay cut, you don't feel great about it, and now if he wants, he can bail on Michigan and he can go to the NFL because, according to many reports, the Raiders are interested. He's friends with the Davises. The Bears are interested. Of course, like, he's like family to the McCaskies. So it's all on Harbaugh from this point on.
Do you think that he has put himself in a position where what we could see happen is Michigan could go, you know, that pay cut we asked you to take, man, we were just tripping. Here's a whole new contract that we wrote for you where we get you not just the money that you lost, but even more cash.
So one of our local hosts here in Detroit, Doug Karsh, said this, and he talked to a source, and he said that if Harbaugh wants to stay at Michigan, he will get whatever he wants. Michigan's got the resources. They want him to stay. And he will get whatever he wants. He wants money for his coaching staff. He wants probably money for himself, let's be honest. Not to mention maybe loosen the NIL stuff a little bit. I know they have trouble getting transfer portals at Michigan. So whatever Jim wants, according to Doug's source, he's going to be able to get. The big question is, does Jim want to leave? Now, Lawrence, think of it this way, okay? Michigan is never going to get better than they are right now. They're never going to beat the SEC. They're not going to win the CFP. That's all fantasies. And I think Jim realized it. I mean, talk about just a gut check. You get smoked by a Georgia team after you had one of the best seasons in Michigan history. So maybe Jim's thinking, all right, I had to take a pay cut. I could leave. I could still be the god with my reputation intact in Ann Arbor because I beat Ohio State and I got to the CFP and I won the Big Ten. Oh, and by the way, my brother beat me in the Super Bowl, so maybe I want to go back to the NFL knowing full well this is the ceiling. Like, he's not getting any further than this, not to mention the Buckeyes aren't going anywhere. Mel Tucker just went out, got a huge new contract. He's 2-0 against Jim. So it would make sense if Jim wanted to leave, but here's the trick. Nobody knows. If they're telling you they know, they're lying because Jim doesn't talk to anybody. His confidants, nobody even knows who they are. So this is all, by my understanding, on Jim Harbaugh. If he wants to leave to go to the NFL, if he feels there's unfinished business, he's going to leave. But if he wants to stay, Michigan's going to give him anything that he wants to stick around.
That's a nice thing for him to have this amount of leverage that it looks like he has. Jeff Rieger of our sister station, 97.1 The Ticket, joining me here for a few minutes. From what you know, Rieger, has Harbaugh been happy in Ann Arbor?
I think so. I think he's – okay, so it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? His dad lives next to him. Jack Harbaugh coached under Bo at Michigan. Jack loves the fact that Jim coaches Michigan, the place that he used to coach at. I mean, they spend a ton of time together. So, yeah, I think he's happy there. I think his family's happy in Ann Arbor. Absolutely. However – John Harbaugh, after Jim beat Ohio State, came out to the Baltimore media, knowing it would go everywhere, saying that the local media has been unfair to Jim Harbaugh. And listen, let's be honest. I mean, Jim's been trash, but he's deserved to be trash. You get paid $8 million a year. You can't beat the Buckeyes. You can't win a Big Ten a game. You can't go to the CFP. Eventually, you're going to get trash, and he was trash. But obviously, John gets that information from Jim more than likely being unhappy and telling him. So I think Jim probably feels this is crap that I took a pay cut. You guys don't love me as maybe you should love me. And now look where the leverage is. But on the other side of things, he's treated like gold in Shen Beckler Hall. And around campus, he's treated like gold. And I think he's happy being the Michigan football coach. So, yeah, I think he's happy, but you could always be happier, right?
I guess. I'm sure that he looks around and he goes, wait, Mel Tucker makes – more than twice as much money as I do. And Ryan Day is probably going to get a raise. and Brian Kelly went and got a lot of money down at LSU, and Lincoln Riley got all the money in private planes and all sorts of stuff from USC. I'm sure that coming off of a year like Michigan had, Jim's looking around and going, man, I need to get paid.
I don't know for a fact, but the Bruce Feldman report that comes out, it seems like a lot of these sources, if you will, have come from Harbaugh's side. And I think Harbaugh's only human. You look at James Franklin, you look at Mel Tucker, you mentioned Riley, you mentioned Kelly, and Jim's got to be saying, I am the 12th highest paid coach in the Big Ten. Are you kidding me? Not to mention, I'm the 33rd highest paid coach in college football. I'm a heck of a lot better than that. So I think a lot of what you saw in the Feldman report yesterday was Jim saying, don't forget about me. I deserve a ton of money here, and I've done the unthinkable, and I'm the guy that you hired back in 2015. So I think some of that is because Jim wants to be made to feel good about himself. But I also think that there's got to be a little bit of truth if he wants to go to the NFL, or this deal would have been done already, and they could have squashed these rumors like they've done in the past.
How big a deal was it to the folks in Ann Arbor and the folks in and around Detroit that he gave that bonus money back to the athletic department?
I think it was a huge deal. It was. Now, other coaches have obviously done it, but I think it makes Jim look awesome. Not to mention, Jim came out the other day at one of his press conferences in Miami and said, I would coach for free. Now, Jim's agent, who I don't know who he is because I don't think he has an agent, probably didn't like that. But Jim has said all the right things. The clip you guys played coming into this segment, A New Beginning, he said all the right things, and the fan base is eating it up. I mean, this was a hungry fan base that never thought they would see what they saw. And even though they got their butts kicked to Georgia, the fans have never been happier because this is a football school. I mean, if you look at Michigan basketball, they're horrendous right now. Not a fan cares because Michigan football went to the CFP. So the fan base is happy. And I think it was a big deal that he gave some of that money back to the athletic department, considering they lost a lot of people due to COVID with losing jobs and whatnot.
Rieger, how have people in Detroit been handling this season of Lions football?
Lawrence, you know, it's funny, okay? So Harbaugh's got the choice, we're led to believe, of the Raiders or the Bears. If he chooses the Raiders, he's got to go against Mahomes and Herbert. If he chooses the Bears, he's got to go against, what, the Lions every 2 years or every twice a year? So that's probably the right move. But people in Detroit, you're going to laugh at this, so hopefully you're sitting down. People in Detroit are convinced this is turning around. People in Detroit are convinced that the Lions are in better position than the Bears, that they're going to get a better quarterback than Justin Fields, and that Aaron Rodgers is going to leave the division, and it's the Lions and not the Bears or the Vikings that are going to be the heir apparent. I'm just telling you what people think. Now, Lions fans are somewhat delusional, and Lions fans have been through hell, obviously. And Dan Campbell hasn't been a total disaster. Granted, they only have 2 wins, and there's been chances for more if it wasn't for some Campbell mistakes. But Lions fans, coming off of Matt Patricia, have never been more positive. Lions fans are convinced their time's coming.
Well, he talks that talk. Campbell talks that talk, and it makes people feel like things are moving in the right direction, even when the evidence says that it's not.
You're right. He's a great talker. He's honest. He's super nice. And when you come from Matt Patricia, who was a total jerk, telling people to get better posture and showing up late to meetings, that does go a long way. Not to mention, if we're being honest, Dan Campbell doesn't have a single bad thing ever written about him. Like, the local media seems to love the guy. And I think a lot of that is because you came from Matt Patricia, who was a class A jerk. So people love Campbell. Now, I'm with you. I've been a Lions observer for such a long time. I need to see things are different before I believe things are different. However, there's a couple of blips on the radar where you might say, okay, maybe things are moving in the right direction. But once a Lions fan, you realize not to trust them until you're forced to trust them. This is, by the way, today, it's ironic, today is the 30-year anniversary of the last time they won a playoff game. They beat the Cowboys. Ironically enough, Lawrence, it's the only playoff win since 1957.
Yeah, man, that is a thing that y'all got going up there. Rieger, I appreciate the time so much. Let me know if I can return the favor soon. Thanks for being on the show, brother.
Absolutely. Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Do you guys love Justin Fields? I am a Justin Fields lover. I've been fighting this fight in Detroit. I think the Lions should have taken him. Lions fans don't agree. How do Chicago people feel?
Well, I feel as if the reaction to his season has been, there are some people have already jumped off and said that he's not the thing. There's some people who say that Matt Nagy is to blame for why he hasn't succeeded more profoundly this season. I just want to see growth. And so, Rieger, here's what I've been bringing up, and people get mad at me here. I look at the development arc of Jalen Hurts, and I go, if Justin Fields shows you a similar developmental arc as Jalen Hurts, would you be happy? And people here have said no. And I'm like, wow. You have a quarterback that has more interceptions than touchdowns and isn't anywhere near the playoffs versus a guy that's going to produce almost 4,000 yards of offense, has got his team into the playoffs, and it will throw for like 3,400 or so yards or whatever. And people are like, nah, that's not good enough. And I'm like, what jump do you expect Justin Fields to take next year from where he is now?
I think people see Justin Herbert and they say, this is what Mac Jones even, and this is what every rookie quarterback should look like. I think that's what people, because it's the same in Detroit. The Lions have had nothing, but they don't like Jared Goff, even though he's been better his last four or five games. Majority of people didn't like Matthew Stafford, and now people are like, well, we better get the next Tom Brady. There's similar beliefs here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird because there's only one of that dude. So getting the next one is utterly impossible. I feel like if you have a really good, the way I look at it, Rieger, look at Tennessee. If you have good infrastructure around an above average to average quarterback, you can be in the conversation. Finding a unicorn quarterback is difficult. Now, I think that Justin Fields has some of the traits of a unicorn quarterback, but we haven't seen it yet. And it probably is because of everything else that surrounds him, plus him having to learn the game. But turning your nose up at what is clearly a quarterback that has gotten better with more games, I find that to be it's a little fancy. You know, it's a little teetotaling, like pinky in the air. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? More now than ever, people take their stances early in sports radio, and I almost feel people would rather be right than proven wrong, even though it helps their team. Like, Justin Fields, to me, has gotten better. Now, you're right. You're still waiting for him to be the next level better, but my goodness, he's a rookie quarterback. What do you expect? Not to mention, your team's going to fire their head coach. He's going to have another head coach. I agree with you, Lawrence. I think people, when it comes to the quarterback position, it's you better give me the best ever or I don't want any.
Rieger, thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Thank you. Have a good one.
That's Jeff Rieger from our sister station up in Detroit giving us some intel on Jim Harbaugh. I am going to talk about Justin Fields and his boss and his boss's boss. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
People still don't get what I'm saying about Fields and Hurts. What I'm saying is that if you see a development arc like you've seen with Hurts with Fields next year, that's a good thing. I'm not saying that the ceiling for Fields is what Jalen Hurts is in year two. I don't understand why you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about him taking the next step. And you look at the player that he is this year, there have been some good moments, but come on, he hasn't played great outside of a couple of different instances, which is enough for hope. He will start on Sunday, and I'm excited to see him again after some time off and get an opportunity to heal up what he looks like against the Vikings. I think there are a couple of things that need to be pointed out about his boss's boss, Ryan Pace, as we hopefully continue not to forget what Ryan Pace has accomplished in 7 years as general manager of the Bears. A 414 win percentage in 7 years. They haven't won a playoff game. in 7 years. Of the players that he's drafted, only two in the 7 years of Ryan Pace drafting, only two have been actually selected to the Pro Bowl. Not the, oh, well, we're going to add this guy because no one wants to play quarterback, Mitch Trubisky. Only two players. Do you want to know who those two players are? Tariq Cohen and Eddie Jackson. Do you feel like he hit on both of those players? He's been general manager for 7 years. We'll talk with Parkins and Spiegel next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.